Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 17. They talk about in the Gemara, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, one master of the Tanav Tractate Midos enumerates the chambers in the direction of left to right, whereas the other master, the Tanav Tractate Tamid, enumerates the chambers in the direction of right to left. The Mishnah Midos explicitly follows the order of left to right. Counterclockwise begins with describing things in different ways, while the Mishnah Tamid doesn't specify which direction it follows. And Rav Huna said, we assume it is the chambers from right to left clockwise, and there'll be no contradiction between it and Midos. The idea here, thinking of left to right or right to left. And I think right away, what do we think of when we think left to right or right to left? We think about the writing of the language of English and writing of the language of Hebrew. Isn't it interesting how in English we write left to right, but in Hebrew we write right to left? And it's interesting because we think about which arm is really more dominant. For me, I'm actually a lefty, so my left arm, of course, is more dominant. Left brain and right brain have different aspects, but it's interesting to think how we could do things left to right or how we could do things right to left. Interesting how we can involve ourselves. Interesting how we could get things involved in our life. We should use ourselves to go from the strong to the weak. If you're a lefty, go left to right and make sure you use your strong hand and your strong aspects and your strong will to get things accomplished in life. If you're a righty, go right to left. Use your right hand, your strong hand, your dominance in your life, especially infusing Hebrewic elements, Judaic elements, Jewish elements into our life, right to left. And especially helping those who are not Jewish, those non-Jewish people around us or secular aspects going left to right. Use the dominance of whatever hand you have, but think about how the Gemara talks about left to right and right to left, how we can involve it in our own lives, especially for me as a lefty, and how we can make sure to involve writing with the Jewishness, writing with the Jewish element in Hebrew, and writing with the English element secular of left to right. Involve yourselves left to right and right to left in different aspects of your day, day by day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 18 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.